Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Pei. We'll start the shiur in the last line of the Ayin Testament base, Hechidom Yisris Chama. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva's Shita is that a Sris Chama, he has a din Loi chaylitz v'loi chaltzim l'ishtai. But a Sris Adam is chaylitz v'chaltzim l'ishtai. Which means that if someone was a Sris Chama, meaning he was born a Saris, so he never had a Shasa Kaisher, there never was a time in his life where he wasn't a Saris, he has a din of a Saris l'gabi yibam. Both in regard to being chaylitz l'ishtai, in other words, if he marries a wife and dies without children, his wife does not need chalitza or yibam, because since he was always a saris, he never had a shasa kasher, so we don't have the pasuk of lo yimacha shemai like Rashi brings down, because it's already shemai machli. There never was any tzad from the time he was born that he should have any hakam hashem. Mamel on him, there's no din of chalitza and yibam on his wife. Also, if someone dies and the yavam is a sris chama, so he's not a barakam hashem. If he didn't have a shasa kasha, he always was a saris, he's not considered a barakam hashem. His yibam wouldn't be a good yibam. Memela, there's no requirement of chalitza either. If there are no other brothers, she's potter with a chalitza. If there are other brothers, his chalitza won't work. That's why he's sris chama. I was born a saris. Now, shenken is sris adam. If, let's say, his avari zera got damaged after he was born, and he became a saris through that, so then the din is chaylitz v'chaltzim l'ishtai, since he had a shasa kasher, since there was a time when he was not a saris, so we don't consider him shemay machli. And like the Gemara says, because everybody, right before he's dead, is too weak to have children. So, but the fact is, earlier he could have. So he's not considered shemay machli, he's considered a barakam hashem, because he had a shasa kasher. That's Rabbi Kiva's Shita, which it says in the Mishnah, and we pass him like Rabbi Kiva, like all the places can say, the Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, v'chuli, because halacha k'Rabbi Kiva mechaveirav, and also the end of the Mishnah, the Gemara in Daf Pei Amud Bei says, goes to Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah that says, Hasaris shecholetz livimta, I mean, Hasaris loy chayletz loy miyabim, v'chein islandis loy chaletz loy misyabemis, the Gemara says, Tristum id islandis, ma islandis me'imai, Hasaris me'imai, and it's a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, and machloik is akach stam halacha k'stam. So the Gemara is commenting on Shitas Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara says, "Hechidam is sris chama." Amrav Yitzchak b'Yisem b'Yechel and Kol Shloi Ra Shachas b'Kashrusay. In other words, what's the case where he doesn't have a Shasa Kaisha is because he never had any time b'Kashrusay. Period. He was a Saris, like Rashi says in Me'imai. That's what's cool that he doesn't have a Shasa Kaisha. And the Gemara asks, "Minoy Adinan? How would we know that he was a Saris in Me'imai and there was never a time he wasn't a Saris?" If he releases Meir Eglayim and it doesn't make an arch, it doesn't go up, the Meir Eglayim just comes straight, it pours straight down without coming out in force. So that's how we could tell that he's a Saris in Me'ima. Now, the Gemara later counts this as one of the Simani Saris. The Gemara later on Pam and Beis counts this as one of the Simani Saris. A lot of Simani Saris. One of them is Kolamatul Mayim Ve'ena Isa Kippa. So the Shail is, why did the Gemara pick this particular Simon Saris? There are a lot of other ones. And particularly, there's a Machlekes later, if you need all the Simani Saris to be called a Saris, so is one good enough? If you need all the Simani Saris to be a Saris, so why did the Gemara pick only one? So the Taisus Rid says, and this is the Mashmoyis of Taisus on that Gemara and Payamid Beis, the Ramaskal Adshei B'Kulan, that ain't a chinami. It's lav dafka, this particular simon of kol shematol mayim ve'naisa kippah. But a lot of the simonim there are not recognizable when the baby is born. L'mashal, the simon of ein le'shtei saris, or ein le'zakon, or the simon of kol sheshich mezera deicha, these simonim you don't have when the baby is born. So how are you going to know that the baby is a saris at the time of me'imai? And teretzes, the simon of kolamat l'mayim ve'naisa kippah, that's discernible right when the baby is born. So even if you hold atshei b'kulon, and with this simon alone it's not a saris, but if at least one of the simanei soros are discernible right at birth. And afterwards, when the baby becomes older, when it's already mature, and you see all the simanei soros, then you have a right to assume that the srisas happened from the time of birth. Since one of the simanim were there at the birth, the other ones weren't discernible, and then when he became a gadol and the other simanim become discernible, he has all the simanim, so that's an assumption that he's already a soros from the time that he's born. But if there's any other of the simanim soros that are discernible at the time of birth, like perhaps kol shereichet simayis agasham ve'masarim alehevel, or maybe other simanim, so that would also be good enough if you could discern that siman at birth and you have all the simanim later. And this is the psak clearly. This is what the Rivash says in Siman Tafayin Tes. And the Ramah passes this way in Siman Kufayin Beis Sefal, that any of the simani saris that would work, that are discernible at the time that the baby is born, that would make that we consider that he's a saris from birth. The Ritvah seems to have a different pshat. They saw in the Naim Lemishvot from Rabbi Yitzchak Arieli that he learns the Ritvah differently. The Ritvah says that Pirish Zeh Simen, the Simen of Kalamato Mayim Venoisa Kippa, is Meyuchan Umuvuk Lemisha Yisris Chamim Me'imoy. It sounds like two chalukim the Ritvah has from this Taisus Rid and the Mashmais of Taisus and the Rivash and the Ramah. First of all, they hold there's nothing Muvuk and Meyuchan about this particular Simen. They hold, as long as it's any one of the Simani Yisris are discernible at birth, just not all of them could be discernible. This one's easily discernible at birth. But as long as any of the simani saris are discernible at birth, that's good enough to say he's a saris me'ima, even though you don't have the other simani saris. Now, Sheng in the Ritva is saying particularly this particular simon is muvukum miyuchid to say he was a saris b'shas the birth. Also, the Ritva's mashmet, you don't have to see this simon at the time of birth. I assume the Ritva means even if the simon is seen a little bit later, but this particular simon is muvukum miyuchid to say that he was a saris b'shas the birth. As opposed to the other Rishaynim, which told there's nothing miyuchid and muvuk about this simon saying was b'shas the birth. This is one of the simani saris, but a simon that happens to be easily discernible at the time of the birth, and that's why the Gemara picks this particular one to say that. But the main point of the Gemara is that any simon saris that's discernible b'shas the birth will say that he's a saris b'shas the birth. Also, the Rivash says that avada, if he didn't have this thing of matal mayim, and the Ein Ayis Akipa B'Shas that he's born, we didn't notice anything, and we just see his Saris now, so he's a Suffolk if he was a Sris Cham and Mishas Leda. Avada will be an Issa Yibum. And Avada, who adin, if there's another Yavam, his Chalitza wouldn't help. And that was the Chumra, we'd of course consider him a Saris. When the Gemara says, Hechi Dami Sris Chama, Kol Shein L'Shas HaKeshu, the Gemara means Avada Sris Chama. In order to say that he's a Sris Chama, even Lekula, the Mashal, that his wife will go free without even the Chalitza, or that if he's the only Yavam, the Yavam will go free without any Chalitza. There you need that we know for sure he's a Saris Mishas Leida, and that could only be told by this Simon, whether he learned the Tazrid or he learned like the Ritva. In the absence of this Simon, we still have a Suffolk that maybe was a Saris Mishas Imai, Mishas Leida, I mean, maybe he was a Saris Imai. And therefore, L'chumra, we're going to consider him a saris. We will not allow him to make a yibum, and we will not allow his chalitza to pater, but mark him that there's another yavam. Even though we have the Gemara that says that Rabbi Meir says a katan is not chalitz, a katan can't be miyabim because Shem yimtza saris, because Rabbi Meir is chayish l'myuta, and the Rabbanon hold not the way. The Rabbanon hold the katan could be miyabim because you go basarayiv. That's a katan that we see no simani saris at all. We just chayshid that maybe when he gets older we'll see simani saris, but nothing's discernible because he's too young. They have a machlekes shemei and the rabbanon if you chayish the miyuta. But if you have someone who's a saris b'faneinu and he has all the simani saris, just we have no way of knowing if it was mishas leido or not because no one checked to see if he had this particular simon mishas leido and it was matal mayim ve'nei sekipa. So then, there's no roiv saying he's not a saris. It's considered a safek hashakel, and l'chumra, he would be considered a saris. It would be asif into miyabim, but l'chumra, he won't be considered a saris, and his wife would need chalitza. This is all in the Rivash that we spoke about, which is brought in the Ramah, Simon Kofayim Beis. And now let's go weiter. The next Gemara discusses Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Eliezer holds the opposite of Rabbi Kiva. He holds that Shasa Kosher doesn't mean anything. Even with the Shasa Kosher, a Sris Adam, even though it has a Shasa Kosher, is still considered a Saris. A Shasa Kosher doesn't make it a Barakam Hashem, doesn't make it that it's Ein Shemay Machli. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds Fakert, that a Sris Adam, which is Ein Loi Refua, there you say it's Ein Chaylitz Vein Chaltzin Lishtem. Hashem and a Sris Chama, since it's Yesh Loi Refua, the din is it's Chaylitz Vecholtzin Lishtem. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. We don't pass in that way. Now, the Gemara asks about Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says that there's a Stira, because the Brisa discusses a 20-year-old that has no Cyrus. And it says that he's considered a Saris. The Brisa says the Chelitz Loi Miyabim, and who would then an islandist? Machlekes B'Shaim Yisil. If the age is 20, the age is 18. And there, Rabbi Eliezer says that a Zachar is Kedivi B'Yisil, that it's 20. The cave is Kedivi B'Yisham, that it's 18. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer also holds that a Saris is not Chelitz and not Miyabim. And here we're talking about a Saris Chama. We're talking about without Saris. We're talking about someone from birth. So the Gemara says, the first teretz was, Amarayim by the Kuli Amishmul, Chazar by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was Chazar. There was a time that Rabbi Eliezer held that a Sris Chama is Chaylitz V'Choltzin Lishtah. He's not considered a Saris because he's Yesh Terefua. And the Brice is saying that he is considered a Saris because he doesn't hold, he's Chazar. So you might want to know, what is he Chazar from? May I hold the blame? Was he Chazar from the Mishnah that a Saris Chama is Chaylitz V'Choltzin Lishtah? He's not considered a Saris? Who is the Chayzer from the Brisa that says that a Sris Cham is considered a Saris, and he's loy Chaylitz loy Miyab. So the Gemara says, Tashima, the Tanya Blezah, I'm a Sris Cham, a Chaylitz Ucholz and Lishtah, like the Mishnah, Shkemimina Mishrabim Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. Because a Sris Cham and Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, they have a refuah for it. So Rashi tells us, so what's the Raya? How do you know which one is Chayzer? Maybe this was said before the Chazara. So Rashi has two pshat. Rashi has one pshat is that when you find two maimers against one, you assume the two maimers are correct and the other one he was chayzer from. So if both our Mishnah and this Brisa says that a Sris Cham is chayletz v'choltzin lishtah is not considered a Saris, so we leave out the other one, the Brisa that says that a Sris is chayletz loy miyabim. That's the first lashon of Rashi. The second lashon of Rashi is that since he brought the mice of Alexandria as a riot to what he said, is a raya that he argued on the Brisa. Now, the Mishnah alone we don't see clearly, because from the Mishnah alone you could say that maybe he didn't have a maisa that it happened that way. He just said it misvara. Logically, he believed that it was a refuah, but he wasn't 100% sure. So if it came from a logical deduction that he thought it was a refuah, so therefore he could have changed his mind and could have then afterwards decided, no, it doesn't have a refuah. But now, in the Brisa that he said at Maisa, he said in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim it was that way, so then it's unlikely that he was Chayzer, unlikely retracted because he brought a Maisa Lidvarev. That's what it says in Rashi. So the Karban Asanel on the Rush at the end of the Sugya is Medayik, that Vice dice that the Machloikis Shab Lezin Rabbi Kiva is, in that Gufa, is there a Rafu or not? Because Bamisin you could clear a Chakira. Rabbi Kiva says that a Sris Cham is considered a Saris, and Rabbi Eliezer says he's not because it's Yesh Loi Refuah. Is it the pshat that they both agree to the Metzias that's Yesh Loi Refuah? But Rabbi Kiva holds, it doesn't matter. A Refuah is a Schachas, it's something new that's going to happen. We done by the Heintiger Meister the way it is now, he's a Saris, he's considered a Saris. The fact that he's potentially can have a Refuah doesn't make him a Saris. And Rabbi Eliezer says no. Since he could potentially have a refuah, that's not called Shemay Machai. That's not called a Lav Barakam Hashem. Since it's Shayach a refuah, so Mamela, he's not considered a Saris. That's the Machlekes of Lezhev Kiva. Machlekes and Alacha. They're both masking to the Metzias that he has a refuah. The question is if that affects the Alacha. Rabbi Lezhev says it does. Since he has a refuah, he's not considered a Saris. Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't. We go about to what's now. The fact that he could potentially have a refuah doesn't change anything. Or maybe you could say that everyone's maskim a Saris that could have a refu is not a Saris. It's not clear that he's a Saris. He's not Shmoy Machli. He could heal himself. It's not Lav Barakam Hashem. He could get healed. That's not called a Saris. Rabbi Kiva holds a Sris Chama can't have a refu. And a Blaz is Mechanish that a Sris Chama is not considered a Saris because he could have a refu. And everyone's maskim if you could have refu, it's not a source. So the Karbanis Amal says there's a raya from this Rashi, the second Lashon, like the second Pshat. Because if everyone agrees that a Sris Chana has a refuah, and the Machlokes is if that affects the Halacha, so what Reb Elezer brought a raya from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim? And we see in the Mishnah, he could only have said it Misvara, but in the Brice there's a raya from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. But no one argues on that. Rabbi Kiva is not arguing on that. No one argues on Yeshli refuah. We could still say he was Chayzer. Even though he has a raya from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, it's Yeshli refuah, but maybe now he agrees with Rabbi Kiva Shita that Yeshli refuah doesn't affect the Halacha. From this Lashon, we see clearly that there's no machloikis in that. That if it's yesh the refuah, everyone would agree that it's not a saris. Now, Rabbi Kiva holds it doesn't have a refuah. Then we could say that since Rabbi Lez is saying in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, there's a refuah, Memele, it's clear that that's Rabbi Lez's shita, he wouldn't be chayzer from that. Thus tying it to Karbin Asanel. Now, the Ashish Yankov is not so sure, because the Ashish Yankov says, even though it sounds like a good raya from the Rashi, but he's not so sure because the Gemara earlier asked Akasha that even when he sees the Saris Me'imai because he's Mato Mayim Ve'enai Sekipa, the Gemara asked Akasha, V'lech Hashem Ehivi Be'enetayim. Maybe he got better in the meantime, in between. So maybe he does have a Shasa Kasher. If you're going to say, according to Bekiva Shita, a Saris Chama has no refuah, so how could you have a Shasa Ehivi Be'enetayim? And Bekiva holds a Saris Chama doesn't have a refuah. What's this Shash Hashem Mehivi Be'enetayim? L'chayr, that Gemara is l'chayr mefurish that even according to Bekiva, a Sris Chama could have a refuah. That's what Gemara says. How do you know that he was a Sris from Me'imai until now? Maybe even though he was a Sris from Me'imai and he's a Sris now, maybe sometime in the meantime he had a refuah and Memele has a Shasa Kasher. But if you're going to say according to Bekiva that there is no refuah, so how could you have such a Shash? There is no refuah. So the Ashish Yaakov says, perhaps what the Gemara means is like this, that we see when he's born, he's a Mato Mayim V'nei Sekipa, but that doesn't mean necessarily he's a Saris. That's just one of the Simanim. So maybe that particular Simen was Hivri in between, and therefore he's not a Saris Chama, and he never was a Saris Chama. And he's, because he only had that one Simen, so if that Simon we know was consistent from the time of birth till now, and now he has the rest of the Simonim, that would indicate he was always a Sris Chama. But maybe that Simon Gufa that was Hivri Benetayim, so Mamela, even though he had the Simon Bishas Leda, and he has all the Simonim now, but that would indicate that he was not a Sris Chama Bishas Leda. So Mamela, the Gemara wasn't asking maybe he was a Sris Chama and he got better. The Gemara was saying maybe he never was a Sris Chama because this particular Simon was Hivri Benetayim. That's what the Ashish Yankov clears to say. But he says, Rashi's not mashman that way. Rashi did maskev leich Hashem Hivi ben Etayim. He says, Shoa achas, v'shtakach tahav le'shasa kasher. It sounds like that ben Etayim is the shasa kasher. But he's not sure. Could be Rashi just means that memel he was never a Sris Chama b'shas leid, then that's the shasa kasher. Al-Kabonim, it's a shtik ala'ara. The Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara, leich Hashem Hivi ben Etayim would be mashma that even according to Rabbi Kiva, a Sris Chama could have a refuah, and still Rabbi Kiva holds that it's considered a Saris. I think this Shaila, this Karban Asanli Ashish Yankov, could be Negeil Halacha. Because let's say the doctors are Mechadish a new refuah for a Saris. They could give the Saris hormones, and they could heal him. And that refuah wasn't around Bishas Chazal. So if you say that Pshat and Rabbi Kiva is Maskim to Rabbi Lezer in the Mitzias, they could have a refuah. There's no Machloikis in Mitzias. So Mela, the fact that the doctors are Mechadish refuah for the Sris, if this particular Sris didn't get that refuah yet, Avada Rabbi Kiva would hold these Asaris, and that's how he paskin, and Avada, he won't be able to be Chaylitz. Mashenkin, if you're going to name on, like the Mashmais of this Rashi, of the second Lashon of Rashi, that Rabbi Lezer brought the Raya from Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, and the Meli wasn't Chayzer, that indicates clearly that the Mechleikis is in Mitzias, does he have a refuah or not? And both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva would agree that if he were to have a refuah, he would not be considered a saris. Then there's a makom to say that if a new refuah is nischadish after the Gemara, that might change the halacha. And memela, now everyone would agree that a Sris Chama, assuming you would have a new refuah that's nischadish, should be able to heal him with hormones, then he wouldn't be considered a Sris Lekuli Alma. Mitzarechi in Ladina. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara afterwards brings the other halacha of Saris, that The Gemara says the following. As we know, when a boy becomes 13 or a girl becomes 12, they do not necessarily become a gadol, only if they have shtei saris. If they don't have shtei saris, they do not become a gadol. If they get shtei saris sometime later, then they become a gadol starting from the time that they got shtei saris. However, if the boy at the age of 20 or the girl at the age of 18, depending on Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, still does not have saris, and he has simani saris, or she has simani eilonis, so then, even without saris, they become a gadol. We have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if that gadlus is only from the time that they're 20 or 18, or it goes l'mafreya, since you see that there is saris, so mamela l'mafreya, they already become a gadol without saris from the time of 13. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Idma, Ochel Chel v'ben Shtei Mesu Shana v'yem Echad ben Shmoine Esu Shana." Like Rashi and Taisa says, this is Beikah going on Islandus, which would become a Gedolah at 12 and become an Islandus at 18. V'nel de by Simane Saris by a Zachar or by Nekev Islandus, Lachem Mikan Hevi Shtei Saris, which is like Rashi says, Lav Dafki, even if he never gets Shtei Saris. But either way, Rav Manasseh Saris l'mafrei. Rav says that Mamele becomes a Saris, in other words, a Gadol, from the time he's 13, l'mafrei. U'shmul amino, katnaya ba'isa shah, and he's only a saris mikana labo. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Now, the Gemara mentioned achal chalev, because the machlekes in the gate, he's chayev on the chalev. You have a boy without saris that eats chalev at the age of 15, and this same boy still does not have saris at the age of 20 and has simane saris. According to Rav, he's chayev on the chalev yet, because the mafrei becomes a gadol from the time he's 13, and he's chayev on the chalev yet. According to Shmuel, you don't say he becomes a gadol mafrei, he's only a gadol from 20 on. At the time of 15, he was still a katan, katan hayev by Yisushal, like Shmuel says, and therefore he's not chayev on the chalev that he ate. Now, Taisus says that chayev on the chalev yet means that you get malchus. So according to Rav, he gets malchus for eating the chalev when he's 15, even though he didn't have saris, because after we find that he's a saris, so he became a gadol without saris. A saris doesn't need saris to become a gadol, and he's the gadol of Mafreya from the time of 13, and he gets malchus for the chalev that he ate. Fek Taisus Akasha, why isn't that Asura Safik? When they gave him Asura and he didn't have saris, so we don't know. If he gets saris later, if he gets saris, for instance, at the age of 16, so he's not a saris. He doesn't get some money saris, he has saris. He's not a saris, and then he actually was a katan, for sure. If he ends up not getting saris, and he gets the money saris, and he's 20, so then we find out that he's a gadol. But the time of 15, we were a suffolk. We have a suffolk. He might be a katan if he gets saris later, and he turns out he's not a saris. He might be a gadol if he doesn't get saris, and it turns out he is a saris. So if it's a suffolk, why don't we have the rule of Asra, suffolk, Shema, Asra? When you give the Asra, the warning for the Malkus, if it's a suffolk, it's not called Asra. Zak Taisus Ateritz. The Hashta Mi'ig Loy L'mafrei Shei Gadol B'Shas Asra. Because L'mafrei, we see he was a Gadol. So male, it's not called Asra, suffolk. So Taisus says it's not similar to the case which the Gemara does call Asra, suffolk. The Gemara in the Machlaikis of Asra, suffolk, Shema, Asra, Loy Shema, Asra, brings the following case. Let's say you have somebody that's a suffolk who's his father. His mother did not wait 3 months before his father, before her husband divorced her, married a different man 2 months later. 7 months later, she had a son. So you have a suffolk. Is it the first husband and it's a 9-month baby? Is it the second husband and a 7-month baby? So the Gemara says, let's say he hits one suffolk father and then he hits the other suffolk father. So if you hold Asra, Safik, Shmo Asra, so you give him Skila, because hitting a father is Beskila, and he Zicha hit his real father. One of these two men are his father. We just don't know which one. So Mamela, we give him Skila, because he's definitely hit his father. But if you hold Asra, Safik, Loi, Shmo Asra, so then we don't give him Skila, even though Mimanav Shech hit his father, but because each Asra was Asra, Safik. Each Asra, at each time we hit the Safik father, we didn't know if that's the father. Hazak Taisus is different. That's called Asra Safik because we never find out which one's the father. The Safik remains. But here, even though Bishasidi ate the Chalev, it was a Safik if he's a Gadol. It was a Safik if he's going to get Saris later and he'd be a Katan, or if he won't get Saris later, be a Saris and be a Gadol. But it's a suffix. We're going to find that later for sure. That's not called Esra suffix. So the Chayyot Tais is saying a gewaldige chiddush, and it's a bit schwer in svar. Tais is saying, even if Bishas Maisa, when he did the Aveir, it's a suffix if he's going to get an Einish or not. But since it's a Gloyim Milsa afterwards, that he actually did the Aveir at that time, so that's not called Esra suffix. Esra suffix means that even afterwards, we don't know if he did the Aveir at that time. Now, if you hold that Shra Safik, Shma Shra, so Miman of Shechi did an Aveira. Either this is the father, or that's the father. So Miman of Shechi hit the father, Miman of Shechi gets Gila. But we still don't know which one is which. Mashenkin here, we'll know for sure later that he did the Aveira. Even though Bishas Maisa was a Safik, that's not called a Shra Safik. It's a Bissel Shver, why not? Maisa, at that time, it wasn't known. It's also a Bissel Shver. Like the Achreinim point out, the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchus and Hilchus and Hedrin Perek Dezvav mentions that Taisa and Nida doesn't seem to hold this Yisait. Taisa and Nida asked the following question. The Gemara there says, if you have a Mufla Samach L'ish, if you have a 12-year-old, the year before his Bar Mitzvah, his Nedarim Achal, so if he makes a Neder saying, ask to this Kikar on the whole world, and someone eats from this Kikar, the Gemara says he gets Malchus. Frektais de Akasha, why did he get Malchus? It should be Asura Safik. Because we don't know it's within the year that he's becoming a Gadol. Because who says he'll get Cyrus when he's 13? Maybe he'll get Cyrus when he's 14 or 15. So he's not yet a Mufla Samachlish. He's not within the year of his Godless. So it should be called Asura Safik. So Taisus answers, well, Roy, you'd have Cyrus at 13. Maybe it's not Asura Safik. But Al Kaponim, you see from Taisus Kasha, that even though it'll be Igli Muslim Afreya, when he becomes 13 and he gets Cyrus, so it's a Gloy Muslim affair that he was a Muflasam Mechlish. And still, Taisus calls it Asra Safik. Chreinim was a point to another Taisus school in Dafyat Aleph. The Gemara, they wanted to bring a Raya that you go Basa Raiv, because every time you kill someone, how do you know Yechayiv Misa? Maybe he's a Trefa. So the Gemara says, why is that a Raya? You could check him. So the Gemara says, because maybe at the place, the hole that he shot through, maybe that was already there before. But Taiz asks a kasha. The Gemara wants to say it's not a Raya because we check to see if he's a Trefa. But why isn't that Asra Safik? It's Asra Safik because he himself, the killer, didn't know if he's a Trefa or not. So Taiz says, and it goes like the Mount Yom Asra Safik Shema Asra. But you see that even though it's a Gloy Milsa, it's a Gloy Milsa, I'm afraid that he was not a Trefa. But still Taiz is calling that Asra Safik because he didn't know. Yeah, so these kashas are not mamish gefelich, because I'm only find a machloikis in Taisus. There could be two different balei Taisus. But it's still a bit shver. What's the svar? If Bishas Maisa was a suffix, what's the difference if Igloi Muslim Frey afterwards that it was an Aveira? So the Pnei Yeshuah in Kedushin in the Kuntres Achron is Tzadik Gimel, and he was also in the Shar HaMelech HaChasishish Perek Bey, says the same shah from the Nei David. They say Taisus only means this svar when it's not a suffix in the Aveira. The Aveira is a Vade Aveira. It's a suffix if he's a Bar Chiyuva. When you tell him not to eat Chalev, it's Vade and Aveira. The question is he responsible for the Aveira? A suffix, if you're responsible for the Aveira, that doesn't make an Asra suffix. A suffix in the Aveira makes it Asra suffix. But here, he knows he's doing the Aveira. You're telling him with a Klarkite. And Shailas, maybe he's a Kot and he's not responsible. Maybe. But if we find out it's a Gloy Muslim Afrei is a Gadol, so then he is responsible, so then you told him clearly it's an Aver, you gave him Asra Azvadai. By the other cases, the Marshal, the case of Mufla Samach L'ish. So there, we're not talking about the Katan himself eating it. He certainly doesn't get Malchus, he's not by Mitzvah yet. We're talking about someone else eating it, and the question is he's getting Malchus because the Neder is Chal because of Mufla Samach L'ish. Well, we don't know that the Neder is Chal. We have to find out if he's really a Mufasal Machlish, if he's going to get two Cyrus when he's 13, and then the Ned is Chal, but if not, the Ned is not Chal. So since we don't know if the Ned is Chal or not, so that's Asra Safik, even if later it will be Nizbar. Or when he killed someone and it turned out that he was not a Trefa, but he didn't know Bashas Meister, maybe he was a Trefa, if you don't go Basu Reif. So that's Asra Safik. But here, where he's eating Vadei Chalev, it's only a Safik if he's a Barainchen or not. That's not called Asra Safik. That's a Pnei Yeshua, and also the Shar HaMelech brings it from the Sefer B'nai David. But the problem is, like the Bnei Yeshua points out, Taisus is not mashmin that way. Because why would Taisus have to be mechalati in this case, and the case of Hikazeh, the Chaz of Hikazeh, the case we had two Suffolk fathers, and he hit one and then he hit the other one, and Taisus says, because in that case, even afterwards we don't know which is the Maisaveh or not, in that case, Stam, it's not a Suffolk on the ancient. It's not a Suffolk vis-a-vis ancient. It's a Suffolk on the Gufa Maisa, if it's an Aveir or not. So, L'chari, you see from the fact that Taiz is being Mechalik, our case, from the case of Hikazeh, V'chazah Hikazeh, that the Sora is not like the Pnei Yeshua and the Shara Melech, that whenever the Suffolk is not in Aveir, it's in the ancient, then you don't say Asura Suffolk Shema Asura. You see, Taisus means even if it's a Suffolk in the Aveir, but if the Suffolk never becomes this bar, then you say Asura Suffolk Shema Asura. But if the Suffolk is this bar in the end, the Gloy Milsim Afreya, that it was in Aveir, even when the Suffolk's in the Aveir, you'll say Asura Suffolk, you won't call it Asura Suffolk. So L'chaya, like we said, the fact that it's a steer to Taisus and neither Taisus and Chulin is not so shver, but the Svar is Tana Bissel Hezber. And a Shagas Ayeh, in the Chuvas, the first Chuvah at the end of the Sefer Shagas Ayeh, he asks more kashas on Taisus. He says, Taisus doesn't stem with the Sugis of Shas by Asura Suffolk, Lamashul. The Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Tezvavim and Aleph says that if somebody throws an Evan to a roof, and there's Yidin and Goyim on the roof, it's a Suffolk if it'll hit a Yid, Suffolk if it'll hit a Goy, that's called Asura Suffolk. But he asks the kasha, but according to Taisus, it's a Gloy Milsim Afreya afterwards. You'll find that afterwards, then he hit a yid. If he hits a yid, so then you'll find that later it was a ma'aseh. So why would that be called Asura Suffolk? He also asked the Gemara Makis after his Vavim and Beis and other places say that Neisser, the lav of Neisser, is called Asura Suffolk. Besides it being lav shem ma'aseh, it's called Asura Suffolk. And who would then, if Shua Sha'echel Kikah Zeh, and he has a Shua, you better eat this Kikah or you will be over on your Shua, and he doesn't eat it, Shua Sha'echel Kikazeh Hayayim is also called Asura Suffolk. Why is it called Asura Suffolk? Because we don't know. Maybe he won't eat it now. He'll be over in that straw, but he still won't get Malchus because he'll eat it later. That's why it's called Asura Suffolk, because maybe he'll eat it later. But Fek Deshagasai, Lefidus Taisus, it's a Gloy Milsim Afreya that he won't eat it later. And still it's called Asura Suffolk. So Shagasai argues on Taisus Mikol Vakol. And the Shagasai says that this Gemara is not talking about Malchus. This Gemara says, Achal Chelev. Chelev is Bekaris. Chelev is a classic example of what you bring a Chattas for. This Gemara is discussing, he did it B'Shegig, you don't need Asra. And the question is, does he bring a carbon? If you hold he's a Gadol Mafreya, he brings a carbon feeding Chelev B'Shegig. If you hold he's not a Gadol Mafreya, he doesn't bring a carbon. Katan Hayabai Sesha. But Malchus, he Zicha wouldn't get because Asra Suffolk Lay Shema Asra. And Zicha called Asra Suffolk because B'Shas Mais it's a Suffolk. The Shagasai brought Rayas from other plays in Shas, from the case of when he threw the stone and it was a Suffolk if he was going to hit a Goy or a Yin, or the case where he had a straw not to bet, you better eat the Kachim or you'll be over on the lava of Lysisiru, or you better eat the Kikur, you'll be over on the lava of Shua. And you see from there that even though the Mafreya, we see that it's an Aveir, it's still called Asura Suffolk. That's tiny at the Shagasai on Taisus. So, Shtaka Kasha on Taisus. Rabbi Chana Vassaman, he says in Mahalach, Shimon Shkap, also beginning of Shari Yesher, Shari Aleph, Perik Beis and Perik Gimel, says a similar Mahalach. Rabbi Chana says it Bekitzer, at the end of Kaivis Aretz and Simon Pei. He says like this. He says, when it's a Suffolk of Lahabba, it's a Suffolk what's going to happen, then Avada Taisus is Maskim, even if it ended up being a Maisa Aveira, that's called Asura Suffolk. If Bishas, when he did the Maisa Aveira, we don't know yet. Not we don't know. It's not clear yet. It's still a Suffolk. If this Maisa is going to turn out to be a Maisa Aveira or not, Avada Taisus is Maskim, even if the Maskana we see, and it ended up being a Maisa Aveira, that's called Asura Suffolk. So Mamela, let's say when he threw the Evan at the gag, so Bishas, he was throwing the Evan, it's taka not clear. It might hit a Yid, it might hit a Goy. It's not clear. Something that the subsequent event is not clear. It's a Suffolk Lahabo. So there, even if he hits the Yid, and now we see that it was a Maisa Aveira, but Bishas that straw, it wasn't a Maisa Aveira. Bishas that straw was a Suffolk Maisa Aveira. Later it became a Maisa Aveira. Later it turned into something else. That's a suffix of Lahaba. Then I found this called Asra suffix. Al derech zeh by Neiser. Right? Not eating the Neiser is not necessarily a Maisa Aveira. If you could eat it later, so then it's not a Maisa Aveira. It's a subsequent event that makes it into a Maisa Aveira. The fact that he didn't eat it later. But b'shas Maisa, it's still a suffix. So even if later it becomes, even if later it turns out to be a Maisa Aveira, that's called Asra suffix. Taisus' Yesayit is when it's a Gloy Milsa, like Taisus says. When it's a suffix of Lusha Avar. It's not a suffix what's going to happen. It's a suffix what is. In our case in the Gemara, whether he's a Saris or not is a Metzias. We don't know this Metzias yet. We're not yet Bakant. We don't know if he's a Saris. We didn't have the Simani Saris. It's too early to tell. He has to not get Shtei Saris, and then we'll find out that he was a Saris. But the suffix is on something that's now. It's not on a subsequent event. That Taisus holds is not called Asra suffix. The Mais is a Mais Aveir. We happen not to know. But the Mais is already now a Mais Aveir. Memela Taisus kashes only by Hikizeh v'chazes Hikizeh, which Kameh Shmaya Galio, one of them is definitely his father now. There's no subsequent event that's going to happen. So there Taisus Mechalik. Then on the suffix of Lusha Avar, then it depends. If we're going to find out the answer in the end, we're going to find out whether it's a Mais Aveir or not in the end. And the suffix was a suffix Lusha Avar, not a subsequent event. But the suffix was, what was this Maisa B'Shas Maisa? We just didn't know. So in that case, that's not called Asra suffix. But let's say in the end, we'll never find that anyway. Why are you going to give him Misa? Because the Iman of Shechiyat his father. But on each particular Asra, we don't even in the end know which Asra was right. So there, even a suffix L'Sha'avar is also called Asra suffix. That's Taina Rabbi Chanan. What's the Svar? Shimon is Mayrech on the Svar. But in Rabbi Chanan, I think the Svar is more Pashit. I think the Svar is that it's not the Mandiyom Asra suffix Loishma Asra, Lefidus Taisis. It's not the Pshat, whenever it is a suffix, if he's going to get the Einish or not, it's not called Asra. Just like the Mandiyom Asra suffix Shma Asra is not bothered by the fact that it's a suffix if he'll get the Einish, who within the Mandiyom Asra suffix Loishma Asra, the problem isn't because it's a suffix he'll get the Einish. That's not the problem. The problem is that Asra has to be chal on a Maisa Aveira. If the Mandiyom Asra suffix Shema Asra holds, a suffix Maisa Aveira is also called the Maisa Aveira for the Asra to be chal. The Mandiyom Asra suffix Lo Shema Asra holds, if the Maisa Aveira is called a suffix Maisa Aveira, Asra is not chal on a suffix Maisa Aveira. It has to be chal on a Vade Maisa Aveira. So then it depends. If the Pshat is, it's later going to be Nisbar if it will be an Aveira or not. But B'Shas Maisa wasn't clearly an Aveira, like Zarek Evan Legav, where you don't know if it's going to be an Aveira. If it hits a Yid, it'll be an Aveira. If it hits a guy, it won't. Or like, if he doesn't eat the Nice, doesn't eat the Kachim, you don't know if it'll be a Maisa Aveira. He doesn't eat the Kika that he made a Shvua to eat. If he eats it later, it won't be a Maisa Aveira. Only if he doesn't eat it later, it'll be a Maisa Aveira. So that, even though later it will turn into a Maisa Aveira, but B'Shas Asra, it wasn't a Maisa Aveira, it was a Suffolk Maisa Aveira, and that's Zicha Asra Suffolk. But on a Suffolk L'Sha Avar, it was Asra on Avadei Maisa Aveira, we just didn't know. Us not knowing, that doesn't make an Asra Suffolk. So if we'll never know, Sukumtes, even when we're trying to give a Misa, we don't know that it's a Maisa Aveira. On each one, we don't know. So male, that's called Asra Suffolk. Each one still has a Din Suffolk Maisa Aveira, Asra suffix leishma asra. Mashein kain. If it's igloy milsum afreya, we find out on a suffix lisha avar, we find out it was a vade maisa aveir. That's not called asra suffix. That's why I think pshat and taisus is the finish the fida the rabbi chana. Now the shev shmeitza and shmeitza aleph perigimel. That's an interesting kash in the gemara. Nothing to do with asra suffix. He asks a kasha like this. The old shmeitza aleph is discussing the veltsa machlekes rishonim. Whether suffix deraisa l'chumra, is that a din deraisa or a din derabanan? The Rashba holds me deraisa, you say suffix deraisa l'chumra. The Rambam holds that me deraisa, suffix deraisa will be l'kula. In derabanan, you say suffix deraisa l'chumra. So, Sefek Yerushmaitza like this. According to the Rambam, that midaraisa we say safek deraisa lekula. It's only midarabanan you say safek deraisa lechumra. So how could you say in this Gemara that he'll get malchus for eating chaylev when he was 15, when he didn't have Cyrus? He's allowed the chachilah to eat the chaylev midaraisa. Midarabanan he's not. Midaraisa is allowed the chachilah to eat the chaylev. He's a safek gadol. So his aveir is a safek aveir. It's a safek aveir, safek deraisa lekula. If he's a katan, he's allowed to eat the chaylev. A katan's allowed to eat chaylev. If he's not a katan, then he's not. So it should be a din that midaraisa safek deraisa lechumra. He should be allowed to eat lechachila. How could he possibly get malchus? It's not a shayla v'asra safek. Shayla is it's mutif him to do. Mishloim you hold like the Rashba that safek deraisa means midaraisa lechumra. So it's asif him to eat it misafek. So the question is, does he get malchus? If we found out that it wasn't aver, we found that he was a gadol. So then he gets malchus. Then we have a shmuz. Maybe it's a sra safek. Even if it's a sra safek, the isman the sra safek shma sra. Taisa says it's sorry, it's not even a sra safek. But that's if al kopanim, it's also me the rice of him to do it. The shalas is he can get malchus. So when the safek is in his bar, he'll get malchus. But if safek the rice of me the rice is lakula, so me the rice is mutter of him to do it, how's the shaykh to get malchus on something which is mutter to do? The shmaitzah says even the shaykh's eye is pshat. That the Gemara is b'chlal not talking about malchus, is talking about a carbon, also won't shtim. How could he have to bring a carbon on something smutif him to do? If someone is eating something which is a safik isser, he asks the Rav, could I eat it? He says, yes, safik deraisa l'chumah. I mean, midaraisa al-kubanah. Midaraisa, he could eat it before the Rabbanu agayzer. So how could he be over? How could he have to bring a carbon in it? There was a ma'isa smutif him to do. Hazak de shmaitzin and chesante teretz. And the Ram can't learn the Gemara's talking about Malchus like Taisus. The Ram is going to have to learn the Gemara's talking about carbon. And Faket, he says, I have a Raya now from Taisus that Taisus holds like the Rajba that Safik deraisa mean deraisa lechumra, because if he could get Malchus, it must be it was also mean deraisa for him to do it, even though it was a Safik. But Zakti Shmaitza about carbon, since midarabanan it's also for him to do it, because Safik deraisa midarabanan is lechumra. Midarabanan al kapanim safik deraisa lechumra. That goof is going to make that if it ends up to be asr, it's not an anus anymore. Even though midaraisa he'd be allowed to eat it, but once the rabbanan will gaze that he can't eat it, so kumtais and he ate it anyway. He's even the isr derabanan. He's not considered an anus. He's considered a shagig. He'll have to bring a carbon. The shmaitzer brings a raya. The gemara in Shua says someone's mishamish with his wife and she becomes a nida bemsa tashmish. He doesn't bring a carbon, he's an einus. But if he's mishamish b'shas vesta, if it's the time of the vestas with an alanav tashmish, and he's mishamish then, and she becomes a nida b'emsa tashmish, he does have to bring a carbon. Fek the Shmaitzah, I we pass in vestas ad derabanan. The whole list of vestas ad derabanan. Why is he considered not an einus? And for the Shmaitzah, vice dice, that because he was ivan is ad derabanan of vestas, that means he's not an einus. And he's not an einus, but merely has to bring a carbon. So who would then hear, even according to the Rambam, that midaraisa safik deraisa l'kula, but since midarabanan safik deraisa l'chumra, and he was over on the issa derabanan of safik deraisa l'chumra, but merely, if it comes out that he's a gadol, it comes out he was over, he has to bring a carbon, he's not considered einus. That's the pshat of the Shmaitza. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Shita Shmuel. Like we mentioned before, when you have a girl that's an islandess and she didn't bring two Cyrus, so until she's 18 or perhaps 20, according to Beis Hillel, we're going to assume she's a ktana. But now she still doesn't have shtei Cyrus and she has some money islandess, so now she becomes a gdela without some money. Rav said she becomes a gdela mafreya. Once we see she's an islandess, she's a gdela mafreya. And Shmuel says, no. She's only a gdela mikana larba, katan haya ba'isa shah. So Rav Yosef asks a kasha on Rav. He says, Iva zai, islandess, according to Rav Meir, should have a knas. Rav Meir holds that a ktana doesn't have a knas. Someone who's ma'anis or mafata a ktana, he doesn't pay a knas. Only a nara pays a knas. By a normal girl, when she's 12 years old and she has shtei sire, she becomes a nara, and 6 months later, she becomes a begeris. These are the two stages of maturity. The first stage is the two Cyrus that she gets when she's 12 years old, she becomes a Nara. 6 months later, she's on a different stage of maturity, she's a Begeris. And that's clear, Begeris does not get a Knas anymore. The Shaila is a Ktana. According to the Chacham, a ketana get a knas, so an islandess could be a ketana, and a meila shall get a knas. Meshenken, according to Rabbi Meir, a ketana does not get a knas. Only a nari gets a knas. So, an islandess does not get a knas according to Rabbi Meir. So, fact of Yosef, but according to Rav, it says you go back to Mefreya. And now she's 18, you find out she's an islandess, so now she is a gdol already when she's 12. So why don't you say that if anyone was ma'anisa, was mafata between 12 and 12 and a half, he should have to pay a knas, because she should be like every other girl, that when she's 12, she's a naira, and when she's 12 and a half, she's a begeris. So the Gemara answers the kasha. The Baya says, miknat nusa yatsa lebeger. An islandess comes straight from katnas to bagri. She doesn't go through a stage of naris at all. And Rashi explains, because a regular girl, her godless is totally on simanim. Simanim are physical signs of maturity. So she has two stages. There's a stage of naris and a stage of bagris. Mashenkin, the islandess has no simanim. The islandess has no physical signs of maturity. That's what islandess is. And that's gufa why an islandess becomes a gdela without simanim, without saris. Because an islandess, her godless is not totally on physical signs of maturity, because islandess doesn't have physical signs of maturity. Is a mela, she's a gadol without simanim. Ayva zoi can't be mechala between a nara and a bagris. There are no simanim. There are no physical signs of maturity. So a mela, right away, she becomes a begeris. Kepshutai, this is what Rashi says, and Taisus, and this Gepaskin, Shulchan Aruch, and Chai Shemish, but Simon Reishlam, and Hesef Yud Beis, and also Evan Ezra, and Ramah, Simon Kufn, and Hesef Beis, that Mikat Nusi Yatzla Bega means that she becomes a gdela when she's 12, and right away she becomes a begeris. Because, like we explained, because dafka by a regular girl that the godless needs the physical maturity, so there are two stages of maturity, is nara and is bagris. Mashenke by islandess, which has no stages of physical maturity, it's dafka shanim, and mela, everything comes, b'shas, the godless. So she's a begeris 6 months earlier. The Ramban Eifenart says that no, that Mekat Nusi Yatzla Baga means that when she's 12 and a half, that's when she becomes a Begeris. When she's 12 and a half, that's when she becomes a Begeris, that's when she becomes a Gedola. She's actually a Ktana until 12 and a half, not until 12. It's a Bissel Shver, why? The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Avadim, Perek Dal Alacha Aleph, and the Keranayir in the Sugyan, and also the Naidibudu Tanyan Evan as a Sim Mem Gimel, they all speak about it. They're much of, why is it, why would she become a Gdela when she's 12 and a half, 6 months later than a regular girl? Al Kopanim, this is the Gemara's Teretz, that according to the Rav, the reason why Alanis doesn't get a Knas is because there's no stage of Naris and Bagris. It all happens right away. Mikat Nusi Yatzulabega. So Teretz asks the Kasha. In the Havman of the Gemara, that according to Rav, also an Alanis goes through the stages of Ketana, Nairis, and Bagris, and that's why he had a kasha on Rav, why doesn't she get a knas? Why is it good according to Shmuel? What does this have to do with the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? If the Gemara didn't know the Svara of Mikat Nusi Yatsa LeBeger and assumed that an islandess, after becoming a Gedela, according to Rav, she becomes a Gedela when she's 12, would go through a 6 month stage of Nairis before becoming a Begeris, why wouldn't that be true also according to Shmuel? Whenever she becomes a gdel, like when she's 18, she would go through a stage of 6 months of naris before becoming a begeris. What's an afkamina Rav and Shmuel in this regard? So Taisus answers that according to Shmuel, it's impossible for to be a nara because naris could only take place when she's 12. It could only be in the 6 months after she's 12. This 6 month stage of Naris can't take place at any other time. So according to Shmuel, that she's not a Gdol until she's 18, it's partial that she can't be a Naira, because she's already way past the 6 months after she's 12. So male, it's partial that she can't be a Naira. But according to Rav, that we know Lemafreya that she was already Gdol at 12, so why wouldn't she have 6 months of Naris between 12 and 12 and a half, that she get a Knasen? And that the Gemara says, no, the Begeris is Chal right away. Now, the mashmoyis of Taisus is that, let's say you have a girl that's not an islandess. Let's say you have a girl that happened to only get simanim when she's 15. That's when she first got saris, when she's 15. The mashmoyis of Taisus is that she would not be a nara, according to Shmuel. She would immediately become begeris, according to everyone. Naris is only a stage between 12 and 12 and a half. If she happened to get saris afterwards, she would not become an Ira at all. And that's why the kasha is not Shmer and Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, she doesn't become a Gedola by Ayelis until she is 18. And Mimela, any time the godless occurs not within the first 6 months after 12, there is no stage of Nairus. Now, the Rambam says clearly not the way. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Ishus Halacha Gimel says that a girl, any time she gets a Shtei Saris, even if she gets a Shtei Saris much later, the next 6 months, she's a Naira. You can have the stage of Naira even long after 12. And the Achronim, notably the Aruch Lener, the Beis Meir, in Evan Ezra Kuf Nun Hei, and others, are bothered that if we tenem on that there's a rule that only the first 6 months she could be have a stage of a Naira, but afterwards, if she gets Saris afterwards, she doesn't have a stage of a Naira. So according to Shmuel, there's no din of idleness ein lo knas. It's nothing to do with idleness. Even someone who's not an idleness, anyone who's not a gdola when she's 12, anyone that is not a gdola for the first 6 months after she's 12 doesn't have a knas. It's mekatnus yatzel beggar. It's not a vart of idleness. The fact that the Gemara says idleness ein lo knas would indicate, according to Shmuel, that if she's not an idleness, even if she became a gdola later, she would have a knas. She would be nara for 6 months like the Rambam. There's actually a machlekes achronim what pshat and tesis is. The Beis Meir and the Karen Ayram and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, they all nem on that that's takip pshat and tesis though. Now this will shrei the kashin achronim ask, but that's takip pshat and tesis. The pshat and tesis is, the tesis shita is not like the Rambam, it's machlekes tesis in the Rambam. And shita's tesis is that if a girl gets Cyrus after 12 and a half, she doesn't become an Ar. Naris is only possible in the first 6 months after 12. But in the Rambam, they're mechalik, and we'll explain the Saras of Chilik soon. In the Rambam, they're mechalik, that even though a girl that gets Saras after the age of 12 could be a Naira for 6 months, but still the Gemara held in Shmuel, it wasn't possible for Eilis to be a Naira. Only in Rav, the Gemara had a kasha, why is an Eilis a Naira? In Rav, the Gemara thought that she should become a Naira from Lemafreya, from 12 to 12 and a half, but in Shmuel, that she doesn't become a Gedola Lemafreya, she won't be a Naira at all. But a lot of Achreinim, the Aruch Lener, the Ashish Yankov, the Chazanishin, the Lugyanis Turab Chaim, they learn Taisus also doesn't mean a hard and fast rule that any girl can't become an Ara only the first 6 months. Taisus means like the Rambam. Taisus agrees that if she becomes a Gdela through Sarais, even if she's not 12, even if she's older than 12, she'll be an Ara for the next 6 months and only be a Begera 6 months later. Taisus just means that according to Shmuel, an Islandist would only be able to be a Naira for the first 6 months, and since she was a Ketana then, so al karchach she wouldn't have Yemei Nairis at all. Taisus is saying a Bezunda is Svarab Islandis. So, it's a Shaila what Taisus means, but all Achreinim say this in the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly that if a girl gets Sarais after 12 and a half, she gets Sarais when she's 20, if she's not an Islandis, then she becomes a Naira for 6 months. But an Islandis, that's what the Gemara says clearly, that the Gemara's kash was only on Rav. An Islandis, Vais Dais, would not become a Naira at all. Even before the Gemara's Mechadish in Rav Mikat Nusi Yatzla Beger, the Gemara understood in Shmuel that if she becomes a Gedola later, still she would not be able to have any Nairis because she's becoming a Gedola later. And the Shaila is why? What's the Chilik? Why does a girl that gets Cyrus later, we say that she's a Naira for the next 6 months, but an Islandis, if we say she becomes a Gedola later, there was no such Avimina. So Reb Chaim in Sefer, Perek Beis Milchus Ishus Halacha Tes, says a Meir Dik Alumdis. And I'll be masber the way I understand it. It says a Bekitzer, it's maybe someone could say a different shot in his words, but this is how I understand it. He says, what's the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Why does Rav say that she becomes a Gedola, or by a Saris, he becomes a Gadol Lemafreya? And Shmuel says, no, does not become a Gadol Lemafreya. What's the Pshat in that Machlekes? So the Pshat is like this. They both agree that the sight of the godless by a Saris and an Islandess does not come because of any physical maturity. It does not have simanei godless. Reb Chaim quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that the reason why a Saris becomes a Gadol without Simanim is because he can't have Simanim. So there is no, normally for a regular person, godless only comes al yidei a certain physical maturity. physical signs of maturity. That's Simanei Gadlus, the Shtei Saris. And by Saris Ailus, that doesn't exist. It does not exist. There are no physical signs of maturity that makes them into a Gadol. And that's Gufar Allah, and that's Xeris Akasav, that when it's impossible to have the physical signs of maturity, they became a Gadol without them. So what's the Machloikis Rav and Shmur? Rav holds, Igloi Muslim Afreya. Rav holds, now we find out at the age of 20, with the Simani Saris, and the fact that they don't have Saris, now we find out that it's confirmed that he's a Saris or she's an Islandess. Now we find out it's confirmed that she'll never have Simanim or he'll never have Simanim. So that was always true. That was true since they were born. And Mimela, we say, Igloi Muslim Afreya, that they were a Gadol the whole time. Since the din is a saris who can't have the physical signs of maturity, can't have the simani gadlus, becomes a gadol without the simani gadlus. So once we determine that he or she is a saris or an islandess, so a male of their gadlus is not totally on simanim, goes back to mafreya to 12 and 13. Shmuel says, igli milsul mafreya lo yamrinan. Shmuel would agree with this lamdus. But Shmuel says, I don't go back to mafreya. Halacha doesn't go back to mafreya. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, Katan Haya Ba'isa Shah, as opposed to Rav's Lashon, Igloi Muslim Afreya. We don't go back Lam Afreya. At that time, we still, there was no halakhic determination of Saris and Islandess, and there was no physical maturity. That gives them a din katan. Until there's a halakhic determination of Saris and Islandess, they have a din katan. Now, even though it's not the pshat that the Simani Suis make them a gadol, the halakhic determination is not what's causing the godless. No. The halakhic determination is saying that we don't need simanim. But since until that determination you do need simanim, that determination does not work l'mafreya. It doesn't go retroactive. That's why, katan hayyad ba'is ha'shah, that's Shmuel's thing. It doesn't go retroactive. Nothing changes. But that's alts benegei to what was l'mafreya. But benegei to mikan l'habah, nothing happened now to make her into an Ara. Whatever's negay to Mikanel Abba, we say that she doesn't need Simanim. So Aymazai, it's impossible to say that for the next 6 months she's an Ara. Why? These are not the 6 months after she's actually Yigdayla, after she reaches the maturity of Godless. These are just the 6 months after we found out that she doesn't need that maturity. So Einachinami, or whatever happened till we found that out. We're not changing, we don't go back l'mafreya, we say that she remains the tana the way we had determined then, but on what's negei l'abba, on what's negei l'abba, we see this godless is coming from 12, and Mimela, the bagush would have potentially have been from 12 and a half. That's what Reb Chaim says, you don't need 6 months after the actual godless. 6 months after the potential godless is also enough to say that she's not a naira. By a regular girl who didn't have simanim until she was 20, so Mimela, that girl needs simanim to make the godless. And the simanim shaf the godless. Avada, she'll be an Ara for the next 6 months. These are the 6 months after she became a gedola. What's the difference if after she's 12? She became a gedola later. She's an Ara later. But an islandess, she became halachically a gedola now because now was the termination of godless. But this is not the shasa godless. Nothing happened now to make her a gadol. So Mele, the Gemara thought that according to Rav that it goes back to Mafreya, the gadol was Takachal at 12. And Mele, she'll be a Nair until 12 and a half. You go back to Mafreya. Was the Chiddush that no, that since an islandess, the gadol is not totally on the physical maturity, there is no stage of Nair's Mikanusi Yatsu Lebeger. Now, Shankin, according to Shmuel, even though she's considered a Ketana till now, because it wasn't determined that she was an islandess till now, and we don't go back on Mafreya, but on what's Negei Mikan Labo, we don't consider this the moment of godless. It isn't. Nothing happened now. All we did was we found out now, and that makes halachic determination of godless now. But the actual cause of godless wasn't now. The actual cause of godless was when she was 12, and Mimela would be impossible for the begers. That's the shtickel of Reb Chaim Kviavanasi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.